A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Sitting in the studio with me now is Chris Reed, who is the CEO and founder of Black Marketing. He is also the global LinkedIn guru. Chris, welcome. How are you today?
I'm very well, Glenn. How about yourself?
I'm good, thanks. You know, LinkedIn has, in years and years past, been thought of as a place just to go to recruit people, to hire people. You have done a great job, especially in this part of the world, of changing that perception over recent years. Let's call it the last 4 or 5 years. And now it is very much in the thought leader's toolkit when it comes to thinking about promoting themselves. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, the philosophy behind using LinkedIn these days, because that's a bit different in Asia.
Oh, very much so. I mean, there's very much a modesty index over here. People don't want to promote themselves. But the problem with doing that is that other people on LinkedIn will promote themselves, and they will attribute and they will enhance. So you have to enhance your attributes, not lie. I'm just putting about facts out there, put videos out there, put content out there, promote your personal brand, tell people what you've actually done, and actually show through LinkedIn, by sharing content, by sharing your engagement, by sharing what you're doing, that your personal brand is worth following, your content is worth following, you are a leader worth following, worth investing in, clients should come to you, employees should work for you, you know, stakeholder relations, people should take note of you. So you have to do self-promotion. And it's very much not an English thing, not an Asian thing, but it is very much something that Americans are kind of born with, that DNA.
For some people, that's uncomfortable,
yes,
right? Like, I don't want to do a video. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
There is, I think, what is it, the 411 model?
411, yes.
Tell us about that, because that might be a little bit easier for people to do.
Certainly, yeah.
Who might be shy about posting.
Totally. I mean, the other context as well, this is professional context. You've got to get over the fact this is not personal. This is professional. This is about you and your business, about you and your career.
Right.
So you have to promote yourself. You have to get some kind of difference. So 411 is all about that. 411 is respecting the people who follow you. So it's one hard sell post about your business, one soft sell post about your industry, and 4 unrelated posts about something interesting that's worth sharing that your followers are going to think, wow, that's amazing. And those give you permission to do the hard sell. You don't have permission unless you can actually share unrelated things.
Right.
Otherwise, people unfollow you.
So those 4 things, that could be anything from sharing another post that somebody else has put up there that's related to your industry, or if you find an interesting article in Inc. or Wall Street Journal or whatever, posting it, maybe commenting on it, trying to get the conversation going.
Anything at all, but unrelated to your business, but giving value to your followers.
Mm-hmm.
And by giving value to your followers then allow you to actually sell to them later on. So that becomes the 411. The 411 goes across all social media. It goes across all social media platforms, just respecting how people actually engage. They don't want to be sold to on a continuous basis, so you have to respect that. So you can easily do this on the phone. If you're on the MRT, for example, you're in a taxi, you're waiting for someone, you can post things on LinkedIn on your phone through the app. It's really, really simple to do.
The one that you talked about, the soft sell,
that
would be one where they could actually do a video or write an article?
No, the soft sell would be more about your industry itself. So I'm at Black Marketing, so a hard sell would be me promoting Black Marketing, what we do at Black Marketing, which is enabling LinkedIn for you. A soft sell would be talking about, say, personal branding, but not directly selling Black Marketing. Giving examples of personal branding or social selling, but not, again, directly selling what we're doing at Black Marketing. So the two things. Videos, I would say, if it's about your business, it's very much a hard sell. But if it's not, like I did a book review, for example, of a fantastic book called The Reputation Game, and I put a 10-minute video up there about it, and I tag the authors, that's giving value back to my followers because they're going, that's a fantastic book. And people going, yes, it's a brilliant book. Other people going, I'm going to go buy that book.
Right.
Now, that's not directly linked to my business, but of course, reputation management is what we do on LinkedIn.
Mm.
So it's indirectly, but it's also giving value to people, recommending a book and saying how I've read it. And the authors, fantastically, both said, that's an amazing summary of the book, please. Thank you very much for doing that. It's an amazing summary. And that's what I mean by giving value.
Mm. This idea of social selling is a term that obviously come into popularity in recent years. For example, having maybe a marketing manager or a CEO who thinks about giving more than getting in terms of what they do on LinkedIn, right? So they've got expertise, years of expertise, so they should somehow share that with people, give them little tips, things to help others succeed, which would then bring more people to them. Is that what's behind
it? Basically building up your reputation and sharing. Basically, you're sharing tips, you're sharing engagement, you're doing talks, for example, and all those talks don't have to be directly sales leads, for example. They'll be giving back to the community. They can actually be sharing insights. They're building up relationships. I mean, social selling is basically social. It's It's basically networking and meeting people. I always believe that LinkedIn is actually a catalyst to meet people.
Sure.
I don't believe LinkedIn is a place to actually sell yourself. So when I go around the world, I go to Zurich or Berlin or Sydney or Hong Kong, I set up meetings through LinkedIn, but those opportunities are to meet people in real life and engage in real life, because ultimately we're social animals. And LinkedIn's wonderful in the social context of business. It's the way to connect people, and that's how to do social selling on LinkedIn. Relationships, relationships, relationships.
Now, let's talk about five tips for 2019. This could be the year of LinkedIn, right? So what are the five things people need to do to make sure their profile is really going to, A, get them noticed, but B, help them in this social selling environment?
It's an excellent question. I mean, the objective is to, what do you want to achieve? So do you want to win business? Do you want to enhance your personal brand? Do you want to win clients? Do you want to win investors? Mm-hmm. And to do that, you've got to project yourself. So you're looking at the whole of Asia Pacific, and don't forget LinkedIn's in China. It's got 50 million over there. It's in India. It's in Indonesia. It's in Malaysia. And the tips to actually get outstanding presence is things like your background picture. Have a background picture and change it. Every single person has an opportunity to sell that place. Actually put in there what your business is, your personal brand, could be your existing business, could be your aspirations, could be you on stage. And then it's your photograph. You must have a good photograph.
I'm always amazed at how many people don't have a personal profile photograph. You know, maybe they're scared or whatever, but actually, if they reach out to me, I automatically don't accept their
invitation,
right?
Because you don't trust people without a photograph. Right. You just don't trust people in real life if they basically hid their face. You wouldn't trust them. And you've got to make sure that your non-first connections can see it. I do so many presentations and the photograph's not up, then they go, but I have a photograph. I say, no, you've ticked the box that said nobody outside your first connection can see it.
Right.
But you've got to have a real photograph, not a Facebook photograph. It's got to be professional. So put a bit of effort into it. Don't just take a selfie and put it up there. Not very professional. And then you've got to have a headline. So your headline is, for me, the only CEO with a mohawk, or the most recommended LinkedIn entrepreneur on LinkedIn, or the most recommended keynote speaker. Have a branding strapline. What I mean by that is Nike have Just Do It.
Right.
You know, Apple have Think Different. Every single person has one. A great example is Karen Jacobson, who basically I met recently, who's the GPS girl. Mm. She's the voice of the GPS. She goes recalculating on a billion devices.
Awesome.
So her branding, her mohawk, if you like, is the GPS girl. But she's built an entire personal brand and business on the back of it, because she didn't get paid very much being the GPS girl, but she leveraged it.
Sure.
Then you're going to have a summary section. So your summary section is your story. So don't just replicate what you do now. How did you get to where you are? Put some personality in there. Put some quotes in there as well. And do something around that to make it visually very attractive. So put some links into your website. Put videos on there. Do visuals. And the fifth tip would be very much about, do a content marketing strategy. Engage. There's another nice kind of like stat, which is 1-9-90, which goes, again, across all social media, which is 1% of people on social media create. They're the leaders. 9% like, share, and engage, but don't actually create. And 90% of people do nothing but actually just view. 90%. So you want to be the 1%. If you want to stand out and win clients, win engagement, get some, enhance your personal branding, just be the 1%. Share and lead and be authentic. Your authenticity is so rich on LinkedIn, Glenn. People who basically are authentic get the most amount of engagement. Don't be fake. Be authentic.
Awesome, Chris. Chris Reed, the CEO and founder of Black Marketing. Chris, we talked about some tips, taking care of the profile and doing some of those necessary things to make sure that you're getting noticed on LinkedIn. I had a question from a friend, and let me pose it to you now. The question is this. Recently, he started using the premium service. His profile views have gone up 350%. How would he take advantage of that upsurge in the profile views that have just now skyrocketed?
It's an excellent question, Glenn. So little things like who viewed your profile. So if he's getting more views, then look at actually who's viewing his profile and then reach out to them. Because that's the classic social selling. They're coming to him because of he's changing things on his SEO, his search engine optimization. He's using keywords. He's using videos. He's using pictures. So basically, his algorithm's going up. His search is going up. His views are going up. So capitalize on that and then find people who are actually viewing his profile and engage. Start a conversation. How can I help you? Reach out to them. And we look at things like the premium, which I think we're going to talk about as well, is key to that. Because if you premium, you've got to be using Sales Navigator. Don't buy the normal premium on LinkedIn because it doesn't have the same functionality as Sales Navigator. Sales Navigator has wonderful functionality for salespeople, for social selling, for engaging. You can use the data to find out who's actually active on LinkedIn, who's posting on LinkedIn. And you can use this wonderful thing called Point Drive, which we're also just talking about in terms of case studies. You can share case studies, you can share recommendations, you can share white papers. And more importantly, you can track who actually views those. And that's really important, because if you send out a website link or a PDF or a white paper normally, you can't track who views it. But if you put that same content on Point Drive on Sales Navigator, you can. You can use that communication everywhere. And it's really, really important you do that. So he can capitalize by just engaging with the people who are now viewing and engaging his profile and saying to them, how can I help you? What can I do next? But he needs to keep it going. Yep. So he needs to keep on adding connections with a personalized invitation. He keep on sharing, keep on engaging. Have a conversation with other people, and then have a content marketing plan, particularly video. Video is phenomenally important.
With Chris Reed in the studio now talking about how to pump up your LinkedIn profile for 2019. Chris, let's talk about content marketing. It's a buzzword. A lot of people, of course, know what it is, but a lot of people aren't really quite too sure what that entails. Talk to us about what content marketing means in terms of LinkedIn.
So content marketing in terms of LinkedIn is giving value back to people. And ultimately, it's things like videos. So videos are now the number one thing being promoted, number one content being promoted on LinkedIn. And it's very authentic, because it's basically, if I do a video of you, or you do a video of me, it's very authentically us. And it's us sharing tips about things, or us reviewing things, or us at an event, or us at a keynote, for example. And then it's things like business photographs. People love to see people in action. People forget that LinkedIn's actually still social. It's still a social media platform. It's just a business context. Right. So you can share legitimately business photographs of you meeting interesting people. You can share different things. And you can share curated content too. Sorry.
You're so excited. This is the thing I love about you, Chris, is that you are so pumped up about LinkedIn that kind of passion truly is what has made you a leader in helping other people.
But it is engaging. Going back to the 1990, sure. It's engaging. Basically, by being the 1%, by sharing legitimate content, whether that content is actually curated content from, say, the Financial Times or the Business Times or the Straits Times, whether it's videos of you at an event, videos of you taking it off a keynote, for example, sharing a business photograph, sharing different things, and making sure that you are giving value back to people, but also engaging with other people as well. So content marketing is also socially engaging with people, like having a conversation. It's like going to a networking event and actually engaging, not just talking about your own business, broadening out the conversation. So building a relationship using content marketing.
Let's say I'm an executive. I don't really feel like I have much to say. Mm. How about if I go to a conference, let's say, of course, there are trillions of them in Singapore every year. And would it be appropriate for me to maybe do like a 30-second selfie video or have somebody else take it of me at the conference, just saying maybe one or two interesting takeaways that I got related to the industry?
Completely.
Is that the kind of thing that
That's
could
exactly
work for content
the kind
marketing?
Of thing, Glenn. Also, if you happen to meet someone interesting there, do a video with them. Yeah. If you meet one of the keynote speakers, do a selfie video and post that on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
LinkedIn allows you to do videos up to 10 minutes natively on LinkedIn, and it promotes videos. So number one promotion on LinkedIn is video. So promote videos, because LinkedIn, you can actually view the videos on the app, on the LinkedIn app, for example, and the LinkedIn website. So videos are really, really important on LinkedIn.
Awesome. The podcasts, right? We talk about a lot about video, but podcasts are still quite popular as well and gaining in popularity. Do those work well for content marketing as well?
They work phenomenally well, Glenn, because they're still authentic. Anything authentic on LinkedIn really works well. So personality, personality, personality. People buy into people. So ultimately, if you do a podcast, you can do that again through YouTube, for example, and share that link, or do it as a video link and then upload it native on your channel. So anything authentic that is your authentic voice, where you're giving value back and you're sharing interesting tips, it goes down very, very well on LinkedIn.
The interesting thing about our conversation today, Chris, is something that you and I have talked about before, and that is everything you're talking about today, you can find on LinkedIn tutorials somewhere on the LinkedIn site. None of what you're talking about is really a secret.
It's not rocket science, no.
It's not rocket science, but let's be honest, it's something that most of us don't take the time to do.
That's true.
Which is why we hire you to do it, right? So it is interesting, though, if you're interested to learn more about your LinkedIn options, it's all right there in the tutorials. One part of LinkedIn that I feel is very underused that could be very popular and useful for people are the recommendations. Mm. At the way bottom of everybody's profile, there is an ask for or give recommendations type thing. Tell us about the usefulness of that. And I'm not talking about the ones where people just tick what you're known for. You're good at broadcasting,
you're good at this, the skills, right?
Yeah. This is an actual written recommendation.
Well, recommendations are what other people are talking about you. Mm. They're your reputation. They're your personal brand. So I'm lucky to have 900 LinkedIn recommendations on my profile, where other people have said how they've enjoyed my masterclass or enjoyed Black Marketing Services or enjoyed my books, for example. So it's all about other people saying how great we are and not just me saying it. That's phenomenally powerful, because it's very authentic and people have taken the time and trouble to actually do so.
So how do you get those?
You've got to ask.
So what do you,
if you don't ask.
Okay, pretend like I'm a guy that could give you a recommendation. Ask me and tell me what I need to do.
So basically, I go to your LinkedIn profile. There's a drop-down menu on your profile where it says, ask Glenn for a recommendation. And it's as simple as that. You personalize the recommendation and say, hey, Glenn, you enjoyed my social selling event, for example, please can you write a recommendation of it? Or you enjoyed the black marketing services, or you came to my masterclass, will you please recommend me? And if you don't ask, you won't get it. But 9 times out of 10, if you ask, then people will do it. Because they feel like, yes, I enjoyed this masterclass, I'll do it. But people just don't ask. And it's very much a cultural thing as well. Very much people in Asia and England, but oh no, I couldn't possibly ask. No, I couldn't ask. But if you don't ask, you don't get it. And then people who are willingly and wantingly to actually share recommendations can't share it with people who can influence buying decisions to take your business to the next level. And that's the key. It's other people saying how great you are.
I'm a bit sad to say that I only have 33 recommendations. You've got 900, but I just started asking. But it's been my experience that roughly maybe 1 in 3 or maybe 1 in 2 people actually do the recommendations that you ask for.
You know, I can do a keynote, for example, to 1,000 people, and I'll ask probably 500 of them and probably get, you know, 20 or 25 recommendations.
But still, that's great, right?
It's fantastic, but I will probably meet 100 people who will say they will do it.
Sure.
And people obviously have very good intentions, but human nature is they don't get around to it. So you've got to ask more people than you actually think will actually go and do it, because they will actually do it. And then it builds up over time. It's like anything, it builds up over time, so you have to do it. But it combines quite nicely with the premium functions on LinkedIn.
Sure.
So we combine ours with what they call Point Drive on Sales Navigator. So Sales Navigator is actually the key to social selling on LinkedIn. Hmm. Don't buy the premium version, buy Sales Navigator, and then you can really mine all the data on LinkedIn, find who's actually active on LinkedIn, go to other countries. You know, the Singapore government is very, very popular and very promoting going to other countries. They reward you for setting up businesses elsewhere. So actually use that by developing businesses on LinkedIn and contacts to find clients in places like Zurich or Shanghai or Hong Kong or Sydney or Myanmar or wherever in the world that LinkedIn can actually reach you on. So it's amazing that LinkedIn can find you clients across the whole world, and then you can actually reach out using Sales Navigator, using the active function, using the open profile function, which gives you free access and free messaging to people, and you can set up business opportunities that way. So if your market is saturated in Singapore, it doesn't matter. Use Sales Navigator to find clients elsewhere.
Awesome. Chris Reed, CEO and founder of Black Marketing. Of course, if somebody wants to find out more, hit you up on LinkedIn. You have tons of content, tons of social marketing and social sharing and content marketing going on your site. But Chris, thank you so much for being with us today.
Pleasure, Glenn.
Here on Money FM, inspiring interviews and Singapore stories.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.